And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Today and next week's program, we're going to have some information that I'm, you know, to use a cliche, will blow your minds. Every day we're being lied to, propagandized. I mean, everything in the media practically is baloney. It's just nonsense. And they're spreading lies far and wide, and I'll tell you, most people believe it. You know, a recent poll showed that some one half of all Americans actually still believe that Saddam Hussein was responsible for 9/11. Where did they ever get such a stupid idea? Well, you know how they got it. It was the media. The media. You know, Secretary of State Condi Rice and Vice President Cheney and George Bush just sort of put this little idea in their mind that it was all Saddam. He did 9/11. He's responsible for the war on terror. But, you know, then the next boogeyman is Osama bin Laden and then Zawahiri, and, you know, he goes on and on. And people believe these liars. Why? Why don't people know the truth about everything? The real causes of the Vietnam War. What really happened as a flashpoint for World War I. Why is it that Americans still don't know that Roosevelt allowed, he wanted America to get into World War II, and they knew, our government knew, that Japan was going to bomb Pearl Harbor? Why don't people know that to this day? Why don't people understand there's a 9/11 cover-up? It was an inside job. Of course, increasingly, people are finding out these things. They are discovering the truth. One of the big reasons why is radio programs like the one you're listening to. And then people go out and evangelize and tell others the truth. And finally, the truth just spreads by word of mouth. But you know, word of mouth takes a long, long time. I've told the truth about many subjects, about Billy Graham, for example, on the religious front, what a fraud he was, and Jerry Falwell and the others. And you know, people would get so mad at me, they would be angry, and they would write me hateful letters, and they would say what a devil of a man I was. And then 7 or 8 years later, they would write me back and apologize to me. Finally, I understand, Mr. Tex Mars, what you were talking about. I came upon some research. I did a little bit of work on my own. Now I know. Wow. But you have to escape the grip, the mesmerizing, hypnotic grip of the media that confronts us 24 hours a day on radio, television, even in movies. They implant messages. Who controls all these outlets? Who controls the newspapers, the magazines we read? NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox Television, even the sitcoms, they put political messages. I call them brain bombs. They explode in your brain and plant little bitty devices. Nothing more than lying machines. And they replicate in your brain and they tear up the neurons in your brain until you're basically insane. You know, the trick today, if there is a trick about living, is to try to stay single-minded and know the truth. Even Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. How powerful then is the truth if it can make you free? Today we're going to be talking about truth, and next week, and I'm going to give you some evidence. Not just a little bit of evidence, but a mountain of evidence. And I wish I had time to do 10 or 12 radio programs on this, but listen to these 2 hours. Buy the CD of each program, or the audio tape, and listen to it over and over, because you're going to be stunned at some of the information. Maybe you know some of it. Maybe you generally know what I'm talking about. But I'm going to give you a lot of documentation, data, information you need to confront the people out there that are mixed up, that simply cannot believe the truth. Now, thank God for the internet today. The internet has some sources that are telling the truth. My two websites, conspiracyworld.com and powerofprophecy.com, are dedicated to the truth. There are others, prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, and a number of others. I'm not the only one. Praise God for the many people willing to tell the truth. At great sacrifice, I might add. Some ask me, Tex, why are you still alive? I know why I'm alive. I've got God watching over me. And when he says shut it down, then I suppose Big Brother will come shut it down. But until God gives them the okay, they are absolutely a helpless, pitiful giant. I'm not being braggadocio, because in my own power, I can do nothing against Big Brother's government. Now, did you hear what I just said? In my own power, I admit I can do nothing to stop Big Brother. But the truth is a powerful machine. It's like a snowball effect. And if a person here and a person there latches on to it, it grows into this gigantic snowball, and it's going downhill. And listen, when Big Brother tries to stop it, the power, the weight of that mass of true white snow of information just will plow right over him. I do believe that. Some people ask me, how can we stop Big Brother? Should we take out our guns? Should we invade Washington, D.C.? Should we hang all of the traitors? Yeah, that's what they would like you to do. They would like you to get out your gun. They'd like you to march on Washington, D.C. They'd like you to start snappering people and shooting people and killing people. And that would give them the cause. They would call it a general insurrection, and they would declare martial law and put us all in concentration camps. That's what they want you to do. What they don't want you to do is to tell the truth, and tell it over and over and over. And every time you get a little bit more truth, some more nuggets, just a little bit of more fruit, a little bit of more, you know, stuff that just curls your eyelashes, go tell it to somebody else. Spread our videos, spread our CDs, send out, make copies of our newsletters. They hate it. They hate it. No wonder Vladimir Lenin, and he inscribed it on the walls of Pravda, so-called Truth was the name of their newspaper in Moscow. It said, why should we allow people to criticize the government? Words are more powerful, said Lenin, than bullets and bombs and airplanes. Did you get that? The communist Illuminati Jew, Vladimir Lenin, responsible for the death of 66 million people in the concentration camps and gulags of Soviet Russia, said, words are more powerful than bombs and bullets and airplanes. We cannot allow people to speak out freely. Do you see that? Do you grasp the essentials of how to defeat Big Brother? Because as more and more people roll over into the column of truth, things begin to happen. They don't go along with the propaganda. They won't send their sons and their daughters to fight in worthless, futile, bloody, barbaric wars against people that are not deserving of the deaths and the horrors that they receive at the hands of what should be good American citizens, young men and women in uniform. And after a while, our would-be propaganda masters of the media see that they have no hold on us. Already they're becoming desperate. They're losing their grip. They don't know what to do. They're actually making mistakes, because now they're escalating the propaganda. And, you know, they've already got control of 95% of the media, and they can't stand it that the 5% they don't have control over is making such inroads. And so now they're going out and they're trying to capture that other 5%, which is like this radio program today. Or my, you know, websites. That's why they do everything they can. Last month, the hackers that work for the CIA and the Israeli Mossad began to send, I know it was them, thousands of fake emails, spam and junk to our email site. Basically froze up our website for days on end. I knew who was doing this. Thousands. You know, every time I turned on the computer, just thousands of emails. They've got billions of dollars. They've got people working nonstop to try to plug up, to stop, to erase, to hack into our websites, our radio programs. So many people told me, Tex, I listened to you on WWCR radio. The program right before you has wonderful reception. The program right after yours has wonderful reception. But your program is always full of static. Well, of course, they have jamming equipment. They have electronic equipment. But somehow, people still get the message. You know what? If they can't hear it on shortwave radio, if it's jammed, messed up on our website, they order the CDs and the tapes from us direct. And they make copies. And you know what? No one from this ministry will ever criticize you for making copies of my videos and DVDs and my CDs and my audio tapes. All I ask you is don't sell them. Just don't sell them. Don't make money. But you can make 100 copies of my audio tapes and give them out to friends. I want you to. Pay no attention to the copyright on there. Pay no attention. It's free. Absolutely free. I'll commend you for doing it. Now, again, I said, don't sell them. That wouldn't be fair. Because, you know, we need at least to get some money just to keep the ministry going here. I mean, obviously, we have to pay our bills. But if you are an evangelist for the truth, you're my friend. And make copies. Take the DVD. Make 4 or 5 copies of it and give it out to friends. And if somebody says, oh, you're making bootleg copies. No, I'm not. You tell them. Tex Mars told me personally I could do it. Now, here's the subject. I always like to have a subject on our radio program so you'll sort of understand where we're going. The title of this week and next week's talk is this. Printing lies, spreading propaganda. Printing lies, spreading propaganda. And there's a subtitle. The Jewish, yes, that's right. The Jewish or Zionist controlled media and the great American brain robbery. Think about that. The great American brain robbery. Really, it's a global brain robbery. It's a stealing of the mind. I was reading not too long ago about Esau and Isaac in the Bible. And it's interesting. God seems so unfair. Can I just say that right up front? He seemed so unfair. Because he said in the Old Testament, it's repeated in Romans 9, verse 13, God said, Isaac have I loved, but Esau have I hated. But from his birth, even before he was born, God hated Esau, the brother of Isaac. Just not fair, is it? Hey, hold on. Wait. Don't judge God. Who are we to judge God? If God hated Esau before he was ever born even, I'm sure. And it says in the Bible, Isaac have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. God does what he wants to. I may not understand it, but I do understand it actually in this case. But even if I don't, well, shut up, Tex Mars. It doesn't matter what I understand. My brain is so puny compared to God's. There's a lot of things I don't understand. I like that old gospel song, we'll understand it all better by and by. Yeah, well, just wait. If you got a question for God, wait, go to heaven and ask him. Maybe he'll tell you. But whether he does or not, it's immaterial. He's God. He does what he wants. He has his reasons. I'm not here to question God. I'm here to ask for God's help and protection. And guess what? God gives it to me. That's proven by the fact that I am alive. That I still have a radio program. We still have our websites. Oh, yeah, we've been persecuted. I don't care. The FBI's tried to intimidate us. Yeah, the IRS. Yeah, so what? Big deal. They didn't get anywhere. They just harassed us, irritated us, wasted our time, our money for our CPA and all that. I don't care. Let them come again. I'll tell them the truth. Every time they come, I tell them the truth. They'd be better off just listening to my radio programs. They'd know exactly what we're up to here. The FBI's welcome. They can come sit in my office 8 hours a day. I'll give them cups of coffee. I'll give them might even be kind enough to give them a free Coke. Wouldn't want to give them, you know, like Diet Coke. That's got aspartame. It probably kills people. But I'll give them something. Fruit juices, anything. They're my friends. They can sit down here. The IRS guys can something. Come on, come visit me. I don't care. You might find some truth. A lot of people find out the truth that way. Now, here's what I found out about Isaac and Esau, though. And I'm not going to preach a sermon today, but this is so powerful. Why would it be that Isaac have I loved, but Esau have I hated? Well, you know what it is? God knows your heart. And he can see the future. Did you know that if you're of Jesus Christ, you've been chosen from the foundation of the world? Are you Jewish? Are you Gentile? Are you German? Are you Spanish? I don't care. Are you a woman? Are you a man? I don't care. God doesn't either. He's chosen out of all the races, some to be his people, some to be his nation. We are Israel. We're the Israel of God. And we've been chosen from the foundation of the world. He already knew you. You say, no, that's not possible. Well, that's your problem. You don't understand God. He doesn't have to explain it to you. He just says it. From the foundation of the world, you've been chosen. And your name was written in the book of life way back then. How can you find out about it? You can't. You say, well, you can't. That's right. If you're unsaved now, you cannot find out if your name's written in the book of life. But I tell you, if it is, someday you will accept Jesus Christ as Lord. And then you'll know. John said you can know that you're of God. You can't know until you're of God because God won't tell you. God reveals things to his servants. And the instant he comes into your heart, he tells you something. He says, you're mine. You're a living stone in the very temple of God. He doesn't live in temples built with human hands. He lives in the hearts of his people. He lives in the nation of Israel. He is the cornerstone. He is the capstone. He's everything. He's the rock. The foundation. So, that being the case, he knew that Isaac would be his. He knew it. He knew everything Isaac was going to do was mathematical. It was numerical. It was computerized, I guess you could say today. His intelligence was so much, he knows everything you're going to do. He's got every bird counted. He's got the hairs on your head counted. It's all mathematical. Now, he knew Isaac's heart forever. He knew Esau's heart forever, and he hated Esau, and he loved Isaac. If you're a chosen one of God, if you have been had your name written in the book of life, he loved you from the very beginning. Why? He saw your character. He saw it. Before you were ever born. Before Abraham. Before Adam and Eve. He saw what you were going to be. And your purpose simply is this, to do what God says. Don't go buy a book called The Purpose-Driven Life. Don't waste your money. I can tell you your purpose. Your purpose is to obey God. Two words, obey God. Do that and you will never fail. Now, Isaac evidently did so, but Esau had a heart in which he didn't do it. Now, there's a book called the Book of Jasher. It's not the Bible. There were many books written that were not fully inspired by God to be canon, to be part of the Bible. Doesn't mean they're bad books. Doesn't mean they have errors in them necessarily. But I wouldn't trust them like the Bible. No. They're not inerrant. They can be proven wrong. But, you know, like any book. I mean, you can read books about the rise and fall of the Roman Empire by Gibbons and, you know, the Inside the Third Reich. Read my books. But don't expect my books to be perfect. I'd like to think they were near perfect, but you know how it is. I'm a human being. But I know the Bible is 100% correct. But Textmark's Codex Magica, I might have a few errors in it. I might quote a source that was written in January of 1980, but it was written in January of 1981. A typist can make an error. I know that. But let me tell you something. God's word is pure. But the book of Jasher is not necessarily, but it's interesting nevertheless. And it may give us some wisdom. Okay? Listen to the book of Jasher, written way back about the same time as some of our books of the Bible. Jasher, chapter 29, verse 20. It says, Esau was a designing and deceitful man, one who hunted after the hearts of men, and he stole their minds. He stole their minds. Jasher said, that's the problem with Esau. That's why God hated him. He was designing. He was cunning, you see. He was artful. He was sly. He was deceitful. He conspired, didn't he? And he hunted after the hearts of men, and he stole their minds. That's the greatest thief in the world. Take my money, take my home, take my car, but don't steal my mind. Then you've committed a grievous sin and crime against me, if you've done that. This is the great crime of the Illuminati. It's not that they've stole our money, the bankers. Of course they have. It's not that they've defrauded us. It's not that they control the stock markets and the bond markets and all the other markets. It's not that they've driven up the price of oil to $80 a gallon when it should be, you know, $5 a gallon. The real crime is they steal the minds of men. They even turn them against God, and they pervert and pollute the truth. That's their real crime. I'm not mad about the other things. Let them have it. The Bible says they have their rewards, the money, but money's going to be no good in the next life, so what? Let them have all the money. They can have it. It's not going to do me any good. Paul said, you can't take it with you. You cannot take it with you. The ancient Egyptian pharaohs tried to do that. They mummified their bodies to try to preserve them. They would even kill all of their servants, 400 or 500 royal servants. Boy, when the pharaoh died, you were unhappy. If you were one of his servants, you could be a cook, you could be a housekeeper, an advisor. They killed them all. Why, he would need you in the next life. He needs everything with him in the next life. That's why grave robbers broke into the tombs, into the pyramids. Why? Because sealed deep inside, they would find jewels and money and all kinds of precious things buried with the pharaohs because they wanted to take it with them. But you know what? Look at those mummies. They don't look like people. They're dried up, shriveled dirt. That's all they are. They could not take it with them. Esau was a greedy man. He even sold his own birthright for a pot of porridge or a cup of porridge, a bowl, the Bible says. Whatever instantly gratified him, that's what he wanted. God knew his heart. Sold his birthright. God knew he was going to do that. God hated him. Was God unfair? No, he just knew. Whatever God does is fair. I want to repeat it again. Whatever God does is fair. Okay, now, let's talk about printing lies and spreading propaganda. And I want you to understand something. Let's put, instead of the name Esau, let's put the Illuminati, the media elite, the Jewish Zionist. The Jewish Zionist, or the Illuminati, were designing and deceitful men who hunted after the hearts of men and stole their minds. That's right. Stole their minds. The job of the Illuminati in pleasing their master Satan is this: to make you and me double-minded. That's their job. And they do it well. Double-minded. Why? Because the Bible, even Jesus said, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. That's their sole job. To create in you a double mind. And friends, I want to tell you something. The number one enemy of America is not the Illuminati, but it's their associates in the media. They are public enemy number one, the media. When you turn on the TV and you look at all of the newscasters on Fox News, on CNN, at the Wolf Blitzer on CNN or Bill O'Reilly, I want you to understand something. They are our enemy. Well, let's take a gun and kill them. No, shut up. That's Satan talking to you. I don't want any harm to come to them. All I want you to do, friends, all God wants you to do is go out and tell the truth. Okay? If you do it, you'll defeat them. We can defeat the enemy. The media is absolutely the enemy. There is a select handful. I was reading an article about Ted Lang. I like some of his articles on Rents.com, R-E-N-S-C.com. You'll find a lot of truth on that website. He wrote an article, in fact, calling the media our number one enemy. He said this. He said, there is a select handful of super rich families and tightly knit financial interest, a plutocratic elite who own the big media, and they control the government through their ownership of that media. And every single one of the major media outlets is controlled by this powerful interlocking combine. And then he says, if this isn't a revelation, I don't know what is. If that's not a revelation, I don't know what is. In Contact, a newspaper that I used to get, I haven't seen it recently, big article, Who Rules America? The alien, and they're not talking about people in flying saucers from other planets, the alien, that's people outside the truth range, grip on our news and entertainment media must be broken. This article actually was published by National Vanguard. They said, there is no greater power in the world today than that wielded by the manipulators of public opinion in America. No king or pope of old, no conquering general or high priest ever disposed of a power even remotely approaching that of the few dozen men, get that, few dozen men who control America's mass media and entertainment media. Their power, it says here, is not distant and impersonal. It reaches into every home in America, and it works its will during nearly every waking hour. It is the power which shapes and molds the mind of virtually every citizen, young or old, rich or poor, simple or sophisticated. Wow. The media, that's the enemy. Those are the tools of Satan and of the Illuminati. If it were not for the media, they couldn't do their dirty work. They need the media. It's without oil, your engine in your car will not run. The airplanes in the sky would fall. They need the media. It's their oil. It's their fuel. It's everything to them. And what we have to do is be wise enough to discover the truth, the awful truth about the media, and expose it to the light of day. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. This is Tex Mars. I'm going to take a short break, and I'll be right back with a lot of evidence about the printing of lies and the spreading of propaganda. Hello, dear friends. You know, we have a book for you, Judas Goats. Judas Goats. Hey, we know what a goat is, and we know who Judas was. Put those two together, Judas Goats, and boy, don't you have a book with power in it. This book is written by my good friend Michael Collins Piper. He writes for the American Freedom Press. He has his own website, and he has a radio show. I recommend all three. And wow, this book, Judas Goats. Sandra's my producer of the program over here, and she's also the, well, I guess you might say you are the broadcast engineer as well. Sandra, how much is this book, Judas Goats? You be looking that up in our catalog there, because I keep forgetting the price of things. Hey, Sandra, let's see. Here's a catalog right here. Yeah, and by the way, if you don't have one of our catalogs, Power Prophecy catalogs, it costs about $6 to print and ship. Send us $6 and say, "Tech, send me the Power Prophecy catalog." It's about 200 pages long. It's book size itself and all kind of illustrations and pictures. You know, some people have written to me and said, "You know what, Tex? I got a copy of your catalog and I spent weeks just reading it." People read the catalog. Well, there's a lot of truth in the catalog, Power of Prophecy. So you can actually phone us toll free and say, "Hey, just use my charge card and charge me $6 and send me a copy of your catalog." And all of our tapes and videos, we don't have enough room or time to mention them on our websites necessarily. But how much is it, Sandra?
$25.
Thank you very much. It's a power pack book, $25, worth every penny. Judas Goats. One of the things that Mr. Piper Collins, Michael Collins Piper, excuse me, does is expose the media. Who really run the media? He names names. You'll find out who O'Reilly really is. Who is Sean Hannity? You know, all the other Judas Goats of the media. Rush Limbaugh. Who's really behind him? Ah, yes, he didn't just become a big star overnight. You'll have to find out how CNN got there and, you know, Ted Turner and who really founded ABC, CBS, RCA, all the Hollywood studios. You'll find out about the Judas Goats of the media in this book, Judas Goats, by Michael Collins Piper. $25. Now add $4 shipping and handling. Here's how to get the book. Just write to us. Send us a $29 check or money order or cash. Send that to Power of Prophecy. 1708, that's 1708, Patterson, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N, like the name, the man's name, Patterson. Hey, I have a good friend named Lawrence Patterson, in fact, puts out Criminal Politics Magazine. Yeah, Patterson, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N, Road, Austin, Texas, 78733, in the USA. Again, Power Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Now, you can pick up the phone during the work week, Monday through Friday, Central Standard Time, 8 to 5:30, and call us. And a very nice person will talk to you, man or woman, and I promise you they'll be nice. We don't have anybody not working for us. That isn't nice, or that works for us, excuse me, that isn't nice. Oh, I can get it twisted. Today is one of those. I've been working on my new book, friends. It's called Mysterious Monuments. It'll be out in a couple of months, and, my mind just gets all warped up. My office does, too. I've got thousands of books and articles and working on, and it's a real major production. That's why our books are so thoroughly documented. Can you imagine if my books were not documented? The hounds of hell would come against me. They do anyway, but they can't find anything. It's because we just document everything we do here. Well, anyway, my mind's a little, twisted, but in the words of that famous country music star Waylon Jennings, "I've always been crazy, but it's helped me from going insane." I think that's true of me when I'm writing a new book. It may drive me crazy, but at least it's the truth is keeping me from going insane. Our phone number, toll free to order our book, $29. That will be postpaid. $25 for the book and $4 shipping and handling is 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. That'll be good in Canada and the United States as well. Now, you can order this book on our website. I think it's on the home page. If not, go to the search engine on the home page, type in Judas Goats, and whop, it'll be right there and tell all about it, give a description of it. That's on powerofprophecy.com or our sister site. Why do I call it sister site? Should it be brother site? I don't know. I'm trying to be politically correct for once. They call hurricanes, one year it's girls' names, and next year it's boys' names.
I used to like it when it was girls' names. When I was a kid, you know, Hurricane Audrey, Hurricane Camille. Suddenly they named them after the boys. They wanted to be politically correct. Next thing we know, they'll have a list of homosexuals and bisexuals and start naming it after them. That's the way the world is. You know, we just do what we want to. I'm going to call it Sister Site. I like Sister Site. So it's our sister site, conspiracyworld.com. But if you want me to change, dear friends, write to me, and next year I'll start calling it our brother's site. Okay, or maybe my mother's site or my cousin's. I don't know. Isn't the world mixed up? They waste time on nothingness, doesn't it? Okay, well, let's return to our regular program. You're listening to Tex Mars. That's a real Tex, by the way. That's my name, Tex. My parents gave me that at birth. They were patriotic Texans and Americans as well. And they named me Tex, but I don't know why, but the midwife made a mistake and put an E on the end. So it's T-E-X-E. It's not my fault, but I've had to live with it, and I sort of learned to like it. I do. I like my name, Tex, T-E-X-E. It's a conversation piece. And everybody says, Tex, well, what's your real name? Well, it's Tex. I know you're from Texas, but what's your real name? That's my real name. And then they say, you made up that last name, Mars, like the planet. You can't have names like Tex Mars. Well, I do. And that's on my birth certificate. There was a mistake on my birth certificate. But it wasn't my name. The mistake was my age. I thought, you know, my mother told me when I was old enough to know anything, she said, you know, your birthday is July the 15th. Well, I told everybody, even when the Air Force, I put on all my forms in the Air Force, July 15th. And it wasn't, you know, they just accepted. I don't know why they didn't ask for a birth certificate. The recruiters just, they took me in. And it was many, many years later that I needed the birth certificate for something, whether I can't remember. Oh, I know what it was, for my passport. Yeah, later on when I needed a passport. And it came back and said July the 16th. So how can you resolve that? On everything, your driver's license, everything is July 15th. I'll tell you what I did. I just said, well, I'll have two birthdays every year. So I told everybody, give me two gifts. Give me, you know, two of everything. And they didn't do it though. You know, they said, you've got to choose one or the other. I liked it. I liked having two birthdays. Celebrate 48 hours straight. Oh, well, was it Sandra? Twice as old. No, 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 Sandra, don't say that. No. Every year I get a year younger. That's the way it works. When you pass 60 every year, see, 3 years ago, I'm now 57. I'm not 63. Don't get that in here. Okay. All right. Now, somebody asked me the other day, how old is Wanda? I said, fool. You, if a woman is 40 years old, you don't tell anybody. I mean, you know, if she's 50, you don't really tell. I mean, I'm not going to get in. Ask me how old Wanda is. Are you out of your mind? Haven't you noticed that, friends? I mean, I can be 40 and Wanda 40, or I can be 63 and Wanda 63, but don't tell anybody. I tell everybody my age, but I'm not going to tell them Wanda's age. That's not polite. Yeah, I guess I came from a different era. Don't ask her. Even if she's 25, don't ask her age. Don't do it. I've learned my lesson. I'm just very nice. How old is Wanda? You know, I just can't remember. I don't say that. I tell them, hey, you can't ask me questions like that. I don't answer questions like that. Okay. I used to like Jack Benny. You remember he was always 39 years of age? He was like, he got 80 years old, but he always, I'm 39. You know, never aged. Oh, what a man. Okay. Let's get back to our subject. Printing lies, spreading propaganda, the Zionist control media, and the great American brain robbery. You know, in my newsletter Flashpoint, way back 9 years ago, I reported on a study done by the University of Texas. Richard Hollis, professor there, and listen to what he wrote, okay? By the way, he explained the study that they had done. It was a column in the Los Angeles Times. He said, the similarities
between Hollywood, the television industry, big-time sports, and the commercial publishing houses should not be surprising since they are mostly run by the same people. Harper & Collins Publishers is owned by Rupert Murdoch, who also owns 20th Century Fox, the Fox Television Network, TV Guide Magazine, and the Los Angeles Dodgers baseball team. Simon & Schuster, writes Professor Hellis, Simon & Schuster, one of America's largest publishing houses, is a unit of Viacom, which is the parent of Paramount, MTV, and Blockbuster Video. The Warner empire includes the Little Brown Publishing House, Book of the Month Club, Warner Brothers, CNN, HBO, Cinemax, and the Atlanta Braves. Bertelsmann owns the combined imprints of Bantam Books, Doubleday, Dell, and the Literary Guild, in addition to record labels in the United States and television stations throughout Europe. It's all the same. It's all the same. And now you know why we never have the truth. Never, never can we have the truth. Recently reading Michael Jones, editor of Culture Wars Journal, a very good publication, he said, and he quoted actually a man named Lou Rockwell, who I also like, and you can go to Lou Rockwell, LAW Rockwell.com, and you'll find a lot of interesting articles on the web. Rockwell wrote this. He said, there is a sense in which every word in every article in every newspaper is written by someone on the take. For money, they'll write anything, whatever the elite tell them to write. They're on the take. Every word, every article, every newspaper. And he was specifically, by the way, referring to a man named Doug Bandow, who has written books and articles and is published all the time and writes columns nationally. But Mr. Bandow got caught accepting a lot of money from the Zionist Jack Abramoff. You know, the same guy that paid off this congressman and that congressman and President Bush and Dick Cheney and all that kind of stuff. Interesting, isn't it? He went on to say, and then Jones added, he said Rockwell is correct. He said, the simple fact of the matter is that just about everything you read in national magazines or by the columnist who adorn the editorial page of your local newspaper is written by a paid agent of influence who has to conceal the source of his funding in order to give you the impression he is being honest with you. You want some proof of that? Well, here's an article. Here's an article. Listen to this. This is on PrisonPlanet.com, December 6, 2006. It says CIA seed money helped launch Google. Google, one of the biggest news sources on the internet, a giant firm, Google. You need some research? Google it up. The biggest search engine on the net. But boy, they put down what they want to. I found that out. You know, go to Google and look up TexMars. And you'll find there's like 292,000 mentions of TexMars on the web. Some people say, you must be famous. There's 292,000 mentions of you. But here's the way Google does it. You have to wade through pages and pages. You know, page one, page two, page three. Just a list of all the things. They put all the bad things about TexMars up front. They load it up front. But go to some Zionist writer or columnist, and they put all the good things. Everybody's saying wonderful things about him up front. Go to TexMars, and the first, 10,000, most of it say bad things about me. You have to go past that first, 10 pages to finally find somebody that actually says, TexMars isn't a bad guy after all. He even takes a bath every day. They don't say that, but that's about the extent of it. Google loads it up. And isn't it interesting? The Central Intelligence Agency helped launch Google. And by the way, an ex-CIA agent. Spill the beans, Robert David Steele, and talked about exactly that. Google took money from the CIA, and how can you trust Google? But they're all doing things like that, friends. They're all doing. The media blitz we have today is made up of neocons, Jews, Zionists, communists, Trotskyites. Are those all different people? No, they're all the same people. They're the news media. A man named Jeffrey Blankfort did a study recently,
stunning Jewish success dominates American media. Listen, I can't even get through all this list. 8 pages long. All the media bigwigs. I'm just going to give you a few of them. Mortimer Zuckman, owner of New York Daily News and U.S. News and World Report. But he's also chairman of the Conference of Presidents of Major Jewish American Organizations, one of the world's top Israel lobbying groups. Mortimer Zuckerman. Read U.S. News and World Report, Zionist propaganda. Read the New York Daily News, Zionist propaganda. Then there's Leslie Moonves, president of CBS Television. He's the great nephew of the first prime minister or communist David Ben-Gurion, first prime minister of Israel. He's co-chairman with a man named Norman Ornstein, another Jew, of the Advisory Committee of Public Interest Obligation of Digital TV Producer, a big gobbledygook name that basically promotes Zionist interest. There's Jonathan Miller, chairman and CEO of the AOL of American Online, AOL. And what is Miller? He's a Jew, of course. There's Neil Shapiro, president of NBC News, Jewish. Jeff Gaspin, executive vice president of programming NBC News. David Weston, president of ABC News, Jew. Sumner Redstone. His real name is not Redstone. He's got a Jewish name. He is the CEO of Viacom, the world's biggest media giant. It owns Viacom Cable, CBS, MTV, Blockbuster Video Rentals, even BET, Black Entertainment Television. You can't even trust the African American Network. It's owned by a Jew. And then, of course, there's Walt Disney. Poor old Walt Disney, he died. He was a Gentile, believed in America. Bingo, the Jews took over. Eventually, Michael Eisner, a Zionist all the way, was chairman. Well, he left, and now a guy named Igor is Jewish. He still runs Disney is run by the Jews. Go to Disney World, Disneyland. You're going to get a big load of globalist communist propaganda while you're there. It's a small world. We're all one, says Michael Jackson in a movie that they showed kids at Disney World. Michael Jackson, Captain EO, it's a small, small world. Yeah, and it's all run by Jews. Rupert Murdoch, his mother was Jew. That makes you a Jew. Some say, he's not a Jew. I heard he's not a Jew. When your mother is a Jew, I think you're a Jew. Even Jewish law, the Talmud says when your mother is a Jew, you are a Jew. Well, my dad and mom are black, but I'm white. Yeah, well, you're an idiot too, but that's okay. That's the way people are nowadays. After all, on St. Patrick's Day, everybody's Irish. Kiss me, I'm Irish, yeah. Don't fall for it, girls. The guys want you to be Irish on St. Patrick's Day. Okay. Mel Karmazin, president of CBS. What do you think he is? Argentinian? Well, you're wrong. He's a Jew. Don Hewitt. He's the guy who retired recently. For over a decade, I think 20 years, head of 60 Minutes, the executive producer. What do you think he is? Mexican? No. Jewish. Jeff Fager, executive director now. Jewish. He goes on and on. Who's the chairman of Fox Entertainment? But a person named Sandy Khrushchev. And where do you think they come from? Mongolia? No, he's a Jew. Lloyd Brown, chairman of ABC Entertainment. Oh yeah, Lloyd Brown? Oh, he's from England, isn't he? No, he's an American, but he's a Jew. The chairman of Warner Brothers. What is he? Could it be he's from Scotland? Of course not. Shut up. His name is Barry Meyer. He's a Jew. And then there's the gal that runs all the movies at Paramount, chairman of Paramount Motion Pictures, Sherry Lansing. What could she be? A dwarf from Ireland? No, she's a Jew. President of Turner Entertainment, Brad Siegel. What do you think he is? Well, you got it. I'm not even going to say they're Jew anymore. They're all Jews. Harvey Weinstein, CEO of Miramax Films. Marty Peretz, publisher of The New Republic, which identifies itself as heavily pro-Israel. Well, of course. Author Sulzberger, publisher of The New York Times, The Boston Globe, and other publications. What is he? Well, he ain't, to excuse my English, But he's not from Peru. He's not a Peruvian. columnists for the New York Times, William Sapphire, Tom Friedman, Charles Krauthammer for the Washington Post. What do you think Krauthammer is? Sounds German to me. Well, you're wrong. It's Jewish. And he's a big Zionist pushover. Richard Cohen, syndicated columnist for the Washington Post. Jeff Jacoby, Boston Globe. I'm getting tired of reading the names. I'm getting tired of reading. George Bush's first press secretary, Ari Fleischer. Jewish. He was a Jewish rabbi. A Jewish rabbi of the Lubavitcher sect. The worst of the Jews because they believe that all Gentiles are a bunch of cattle and insects. He was the press secretary. Goodness sake for George Bush. I just wish I could go on and on with this list, but it's Verizon phones. Surely there's a Gentile somewhere hiding. Nope. Ivan Seidenberg, CEO. CNN's late edition. Oh, that must be run by a Gentile. No, Wolf Blitzer. How about Larry King Live? They recently did a poll. They found that Larry King was bigger than Jesus among Jews. Yeah. Yeah, they asked Jews, who do you admire the most of all people living or dead? Well, Jesus didn't even rank in the top 10. Well, of course not. But Larry King was number one. Of all the Jews on earth, Larry King was number one. He's a Jew. Ted Koppel, retired Jew. And Andrea Koppel, yes. Paula Zahn, CNN host, yes. Mike Wallace, Barbara Walters, yes, yes. Michael Adine, editor of National Review, yes. Bruce Nussbaum, Business Week, yes. The Meyer family, former owner of the Washington Post, yes. Howard Feynman, chief political columnist, Newsweek, yes. William Crystal, editor of Weekly Standard, yes. Managing editor of San Francisco Chronicle, Ron Rosenthal, yes. Bill Bronstein, San Francisco Chronicle, yes. Yes, 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 yes. It goes page, Michael Savage. His name is not Michael Savage. They give fake names. These are crypto Jews. He's a Jew. Michael Medved, talk show host on 124 stations, yes. Dennis Prager, talk show host, yes. Ben Wattenberg, PBS talk show, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Samuel Newhouse and Donald Newhouse, they own 26 newspapers and 22 cities. They own the Condé Nast magazine group. What magazines are involved in that? Do you read Parade magazine that comes in your Sunday newspaper? Parade? You like to read that? It's full of Jewish propaganda. Of course, it's owned by the Newhouse chain. The New Yorker, Parade, the Sunday newspaper supplement, American City Business Journals, cable systems in millions of homes. How about the Associated Press? They put out about 90% of all the news that comes in all the newspapers. Who runs that? Donald Newhouse, the Jew of the Newhouse family. Wall Street Journal and Barron's. Peter Kann, K-A-N-N, CEO. What do you think he might be? Canadian? Siberian? Romanian? Shut up! Of course he's a Jew. They're all Jews. Comcast Cable TV, Jew, Mr. Roberts. Lawrence Kirschbaum is head of CEO of AOL Time Warner Book Group. I'm tired of reading. But I could give you a list of the thousands and thousands. But look at the talking heads on TV. Tonight, see, Fox News is going to tell you what's going on in Iraq. And a talking head pops up. Look at his name. Bernstein. Schulenberg. It'll always be Jewish 99% of the time. They run things, folks. They run America. Don't you? John Whitley, writing on Rents.com, had an article that said, it was entitled, Seven Jewish Americans Control Most U.S. Media. Seven people. We have a nation of 300 million. Seven people. Gerald Levin, CEO and director of AOL Time Warner, Jew. Michael Eisner, now Lou Igor, chairman and CEO of the Walt Disney Company. Edgar Bronfman Sr., chairman of Seagram Company, and his son, Edgar Bronfman Jr., who's head of Universal Studios and a number of other operations. There's Sumner Redstone, chairman and CEO of Viacom. Dennis Dammerman, vice chairman of General Electric. You said, General Electric, don't they make fans and motors? Yes, they do. And they also run one of the biggest media empires in the world. Turn on the stock market channel. I forget the name of the Financial News Network or whatever on TV. That's run by the Jews. Most of the talking heads, they're all Jews. Then there's Peter Chernin, the president and CEO of News Corp. He works for Rupert Murdoch, a Zionist and a Jew. Now, Mr. Whitley says, these seven Jewish men collectively control, just these seven people control, now get this, ABC, NBC, CBS, the Turner Broadcasting System, CNN, MTV, Universal Studios, MCA Records, Geffen Records, DGC Records, GRP Records, Rising Tide Records, Curb and Universal Records, Interscope Records. But wait, there are others too. Those were just the top seven. He goes on to talk about the Newhouse family that owns Parade, that owns Vogue magazine, New Yorker, Vanity Fair, GQ, Self, that owns Random House, Knopf, Crown, Valentine. Golly. Edgar Bronfman has the biggest whiskey distillery company in the world, Seagram 7, but wait, he also owns Time Warner Music. Can anybody say the name Michael Jackson? Yeah, well, okay, there you go. Amazing, isn't it? Polygram. All the record companies, of course. And by the way, at the bottom of the article, there's a comment. You know, they let you comment or make a blog stating what your opinion is and what somebody's written. A woman named Donna Halperin says, "Hi, Jeff. I am Jewish, and I take exception to what you say on your site." Hey, Donna, how can you take exception? All he said was, here are the biggest media names in the world, the seven men, and they're all Jews. I take exception to that. What are you taking exception? Hey, my name is Tex Mars, Donnie. Do you take exception? I take exception to your saying you're Tex Mars. That's right. No, my name is John Smith. What is that? I take exception. Of course you take exception. You don't want the world to know the truth about it. You don't want the world to know that an elite group has bought up television stations and newspapers and record companies. They even control the comedy industry. The comedy industry. Look at your foul-mouthed, stupid, lying, grotesque, barbaric, sexually perverted comedians today. They're all Jews. Who are the three people that were on the big program, Seinfeld? They were all Jews. Seinfeld was Jewish. How about Adam Sandler? Is he Jew? Is the Pope Catholic? Of course he's a Jew. Well, how about Ben Stiller? Is he Jew? Yeah, well, he is a Jew. But it's always been the way they help each other. They control the media. They tell the Jay Lenos and David Lettermans, you will have this comedian on. And he does. Even the comedians, you can't be a comedian and get anywhere unless you're a Jew. There are a few exceptions, but then you have to toe the Jewish line. You know, lift that bale, tote that barge, black man. Richard Pryor, you just kiss that six-pointed Star of David 10 times a day and we'll put you on the air, boy. Look at some of the Jews. George Carlin with his filthy mouth. Alan King. Lenny Bruce, the toilet mouth of all. He was Jewish. Robert Klein. It goes on. Now Sarah Silverman. She goes on TV, has an HBO or Showtime special, which she talks about having sex with Jesus. Having sex with Jesus. Sarah Silverman. Jewish. All of the comedians practically, except for Bill Cosby and Pryor and a few others, are Jewish. And even they cannot get on TV unless the Jews approve. This is Tex Mars. You've been listening to Power of Prophecy. We've been exposing the Jewish or Zionist controlled media and the great American brain robbery. Next week, I'm going to give you a lot more names, a lot more facts, a lot more documentation. So every week at the same time, the same frequency on the radio, same WWCR, and our websites, tune in and discover the power of prophecy.